You know, it doesn't matter if he's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, asexual, who knows. But he knows a whole lot, and I think he's got a lot of secrets for us, especially for those, well, I think in any location this may be true. As you know, not too long ago, Japan suffered a tsunami that ended up in this catastrophic ripple effect in terms of earthquakes and lives being taken. I'd like to know what his thoughts are, and maybe predicting when the next big one hits. Let's welcome David Naban, who is the author of Forecasting the Catastrophe. Welcome, David. Welcome to Swirl Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure to share some words with your listeners, Michelle. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so it's August, and, you know, September, October, it starts to get oddly warm here in the Bay Area, and, you know, the term Indian summer, which refers to lots of mini earthquakes that happens, is always talked about. So let's predict when that next big one might hit.
I'm an advocate who's been calling for the last 16 years through two books and four governors that the governor impanel the California Earthquake Prediction Evaluation Council. Believe it or not, such a thing does exist, even though earthquake prediction is impossible, to determine the viability of the plan that I've been hectoring the four governors with to determine the viability of the seismic plan in forecasting the catastrophe. I know your listeners, when I mention earthquake prediction, they must be scratching their heads saying, what's this guy talking about? Everybody knows that earthquake prediction is impossible. Mm-hmm. And that cadre on the West Coast that has repeated that for the last century has done a wonderful job of, inculcating that into the culture of the West Coast, this impossibility notion. Even though your listeners, might want to ask themselves, how is it that we humans have measured the background radiation of the Big Bang from 14 billion years ago, or, transplant hearts and livers, planted our flag on the moon yet? Earthquakes remain, beyond our ken forever. It's obviously, I'm hoping that your listeners could be convinced that, not that I'm a seismic messiah or anything, but mm-hmm. I believe I've got some evidence, some extremely strong evidence that the governor needs to have placed on his desk, and I'm hoping that at the end of the interview some of your listeners will be kind enough to go to earthquakepredictors.com and send him an email on my behalf.
So they say earthquakes can't be predicted. Is there something the government knows that we don't know, or is there something the government doesn't want us to know when it comes to big, Mother Nature-esque things like this, like the earthquake?
Yes, on both counts, yes. This is old knowledge. It's the very first abstract you can find. It goes all the way back to 1845. As a matter of fact, California wasn't even California. It was part of Mexico when the first abstract connecting the tides with earthquakes was published in Britain. And basically, that's what this is talking about. It's talking about, and, the evidence could come very simply, September the 15th at dusk, or that next morning, September the 16th at dawn, which would be not predictions, but episodes of higher probability for seismic activity on the West Coast. Or, there's several for the rest of the year. The most pregnant of them all would be December the 13th, dawn and dusk. And when I say dawn and dusk, I mean specifically 4:45 to 7:55 a.m. and or p.m. So this is not based on voodoo. I don't have friends on planet Plutarch that are, feeding me information. It's very, very old science. It's as old as Isaac Newton. It's based on gravitational tides, the same forces that move our seas around and cause, incredible. The asteroid belt only exists because of tides and the rings of Saturn. So these are fundamental forces of the cosmos that play a part in seismology. That's it in a nutshell.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that this next great one is coming.
Well, every seismologist on Earth, especially in Southern California, that's the great risk is, the Coachella sections and the Mojave sections of the San Andreas haven't moved down there for 300 years. Peter the Great was running Russia the last time those sections moved. And everybody knows that Southern California is in for a horrific earthquake, and soon. As far as Northern California is concerned, and these predictions, these higher elevated episodes of higher probability that I mentioned, they would be for some locale on the West Coast, the thin longitudinal swath that runs between Tijuana to Vancouver, not Peru or Japan, and for those times and dates that I mentioned specifically to give your viewers, your listeners, an idea what sort of evidence this theory holds, dawn and dusk during those times might be eye openers for your listeners in Seattle or San Francisco or Boston.
Michelle Miao, Westworld Radio. To hear the rest of our interview with David Nabaire, go to our website,
SWIRLRadio.com.